Thank you. Thank you very much.
In May of 2014, Only a Game celebrated its 20th anniversary live on stage at the Somerville Theater just outside of Boston. It mattered little to us that our very first show was actually broadcast on July 24th, 1993, and we felt it would be good to invite the star of our very first story, which featured the New England Gray Sox barnstorming baseball team, to celebrate with us. The team included former Boston Red Sox players Jim Lonborg and Bernie Carbo, but the real reason to go to a Gray Sox game was the team's player, manager, promoter, who from an early age seemed destined, at least as he recalls it, for stardom in Boston.
My dad said, "You're Irish, you're Catholic, and you drink a lot. You're going to go far in the Red Sox organization."
20 years and 10 months after Only a Game first shouldered its way onto the airwaves, we welcomed back the star of our very first feature, Phil Lee.
We thought it would be this long. Seems like yesterday, but I made this for Bill. It says, "Bill Littlefield, Only a Game, 25th anniversary."
Whoa.
You can open it in 5 years.
Excellent. Excellent.
That's fine.
So
I think Ortiz is bad.
That too. Actually gives me the opportunity to remember when Bill Lee won 21 games 3 years in a row. Oh, no, wait, it was 17 games 3 years in a row.
So I won 54 games in 1 year.
There you go.
I was 54-1, and Brad Park dropped a pop fly. And it dropped, and the guy at ball hit the ground, and the next guy hit a three-run homer.
Uh-oh.
And that was my only loss. And Brad was so upset, and I said, "Brad, it's only a game."
So I've been looking, and that's not even in the script. That's
Trust
incredible.
Me. I have nothing on a script.
We started with that little bit of sound in which your father predicted that you would go far in the Red Sox organization, and you did go far in the Red Sox organization.
Not
but
far enough.
Was it not far enough?
No, I should still be playing.
Ah.
Yeah, at 65, I pitched a complete game for the San Rafael Pacifics. And I didn't have really good stuff, and I didn't have good command, and the catcher was a young guy. And I said, "Here's what we're going to do. You're not going to call any signs, because you're probably not going to catch them anyway." And I worked my tempo, and I ended up going 9 innings. It was I got a base hit, an RBI, and I'm the oldest guy. I beat Satchel Paige by 7 years. He was 59, I was 65.
There you go.
So I'm blessed. Now, I pitched Bill, 6 innings yesterday. I'm not going to let you talk. It's on the script.
It's fine. You made it to the World Series in 75. Red Sox didn't win that year, but they won in 2004, 2007, 2013. I have to imagine that you were watching at least some of that. What was going through your mind?
Well, it's the last thing that goes through a bug's mind when it hits a windshield.
They won!
I know. I was in Hawaii with Charles Laquadera. So, Chucky and I, we go to this bar, and we're down three, and Robert Steele second, and we win the ball game, and we come back happy, drunk like crazy. We go to the next game, we win that game, and there were half as many Yankee fans. When we won the fourth game, there was 2 Yankee fans in the bar. And I'm telling you, I was in Hawaii, I married off my oldest daughter, and it was a good day.
As I mentioned, we first caught up with you in the summer of 93. You were barnstorming with the Gray Sox at that point. And this is what you told a group of kids before the game against the Cape Cod League's Falmouth Commodores.
"When you're finished with this game, I want you all to run back to your houses. And on the way, find 2 5-pound rocks. Because when I come up in the morning, after I stretch, I grab rocks and I go down and get the mail and I go like this. What does that do? It builds my upper body."
You really did that.
I did it today. I drove 222 miles, and every 15 minutes I have a 2.5-pound little rubber ball I squeeze, and I do that. And that's why I threw 6. I hadn't picked up a ball in 45 days, and I went out and threw 6 innings yesterday against Middlebury. I struck out 9, and I got a base hit, 2 RBIs. And the guys, how you do it is picking up them little rocks.
There you go.
Every day. Well, don't worry about throwing. Worry about deceleration of your rotator cuff.
You know, I was going to close this down by asking you what you were up to today, but we know you're still pitching.
I make bats, I make wine, I pitch, and I pick up them rocks.
Yeah, you go. There you go. Thank you very much. It's a great pleasure to see you again.
We're working on getting Bernie Carvo and Jim Lonborg to join us for our 25th anniversary celebration at an as-yet-undetermined location. We hope the Zambonis can once again provide the music and the hockey gear.
Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride?
We are radiating in Marconi's realm, true, but we're also on Facebook and Twitter. Please check us out at facebook.com/onlyagamenpr. Only a Game NPR is also our Twitter handle.